Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. It's Breakfast Beat. I'm Najma Bibi with you till 9 o'clock. Now let's move on to our next feature. Outraged Indian funeral parlour owners have vowed to fight an imminent ban from operating in black areas, dismissing the director from a new industry association as being akin to apartheid policy and going against the constitution. But Inkosinsa Shezi, Secretary General of the National Funeral Parlour Association of SA, said the decision was aimed at creating equity within the industry. This morning we are joined by Mr. Shezi. Good morning, Mr. Shezi. Thanks for chatting to us.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Now, the call for Indian and white-owned funeral businesses to be banned from operating in the black community has seen many in an uproar. Why has there been a call for this move?
Basically, what we've analyzed is that in South Africa, we've done very well in terms of breaking down the barriers of apartheid in terms of Group Areas Act, and black people have moved from the townships and from the ghettos and their areas into the areas that were designated for whites and Indians, whereas there is no Indian that has moved into former black areas. Second to that is that people are living in poverty in these areas, and the only economic opportunity that is there, these people, the white people, white companies and Indian companies come to steal away those opportunities. And we need to be given a space to build township and rural economy in black areas. And these companies, some of them have been tasked with a mandate to underwrite us, but you find that they are underwriting as well as competing with us in terms of providing funeral parlor services. And you are saying, as a black nation, it's about time that we realize that being black is not a sin. We are capable of doing things on our own, just like any other nation, because these white and Indian companies have a reserve market, because as black people, we never contracted by Muslim society, we've never been contracted by white people or Indian people to do burials for them. Why should they come and compete in our space?
Now, in your opinion, is the ban not unconstitutional? And does it not defeat the purpose of democracy?
It does not. In fact, it does strengthen it, because it is about time that we realize that the illusion of a rainbow nation that we say we enjoy is nothing but an illusion. It's built on the tears and blood of a black man. It's about time that black people rise up and take their space economically in this country and be counted.
But with all due respect, during the time of apartheid, it was not just, individuals from the black community that bore the brunt. They were also, members from the Indian community, from the Khalid community that faced similar sort of situation. So in ideal fact, what you're trying to say is that by taking away, the Indian funeral parlor owners, it's actually going to cripple the funeral industry in the black community.
It is not going to cripple it. In fact, as black business, we've been going through a vigorous training in terms of customer service, business management. We are declaring that come the 1st of February, we are ready to service our people with ease, and we are calling upon them. Should they have legitimate claims with these companies, they must go and take cash and look for a black service provider in their locality.
But Mr. Shezi, it seems almost as if you're indicating that racism only works in one direction, that in only if you're pointing fingers at black people, then it's constituted as racist.
How can it be racism if a black person is called upon to take pride in themselves and do things for themselves by themselves, when the Muslim society can do the same? They have their own bank, they have their own schools
but the difference, Mr. Shezi, the difference is that in a Muslim situation, not all Muslims are Indian. Muslim is a religion, it's not a race. Your statement clearly states that, Indian people or Indian funeral owners need to move out of the black community. And it's almost like saying that this is not an opportunity for economic growth, but rather one that's going to divide and rule. It doesn't really make sense. And I feel, and I'm asking this because it seems like it's constituting to racism against Indians and whites.
Look, ma'am, I know you are speaking on issues of constitution and legalities. You know, what is legal today may not be legal tomorrow. It's just a matter of the ruling class declaring what they need to see at that particular point in time. You see, when the Fees Must Fall campaign started, it was illegal. But hey, guess what? Today, all the learners of the working class will enjoy free quality education at the tertiary level. This is the campaign that we are ready to take on. We know we're going to be called many names. When Mandela stood against apartheid, he was called terrorist. We are prepared to go that route.
But Mr. Shezi, what you're failing to understand is that the community and the individuals that you are pointing fingers at are those that have contributed to the economic growth of South Africa. And they were also, you know, part of the apartheid struggle, and they've bore that brunt. The difference is that they've managed to sort of look past that and moved on in terms of establishing economic growth to benefit South Africans. So I don't really understand. Are the communities that you're telling Indian funeral parlors to move out of on par with your vision and your mindset?
Look, we are talking about people who have contributed in terms of the economic growth of South Africa. And indeed, South Africa is in a better state than it was 10 years or 20 years ago. We have a big suburbs of Sandton, Durban North, and elsewhere in the country. But as a black nation, we're still languishing in poverty. We have no share in that. In that economic growth, companies that are listed on Johannesburg Stock Exchange, they represent only 3% of the black population is represented there. In the country, when the 90% of the population is black, isn't that racism? Isn't that atrocity against the black nation?
All right, Mr. Shezi, if that's how you feel, but I don't agree with the sentiment that you're moving towards, because I feel that you're going to be contributing towards racism within, you know, communities by doing this, by forcing and by pushing out Indian funeral parlors and white funeral parlors from these areas. You are contributing to racism by insinuating the fact that, you know what, there's no place for other color or people of other color in the black community. It should be.
I think a very profound word that you said in a statement is that you feel. You see, I'm not about to do what you feel, but it's about me responding to the oppression that I feel, the oppression that is felt by black business people across the country, not only in funeral sector, but in other sectors as well. But I am here as an agent of the funeral industry representing, you know, people who are businessmen but own nothing. You know, it has nothing to do with how you feel and how you interpret it.
All right, Mr. Shezi, before we wrap up, one final question, because I think we're kind of dwindling around in the same circle. But what does this ban hope to achieve in terms of moving forward?
It hopes to redress the many years of apartheid, many years of lack of opportunities in black business. We want to take over our space as black people and be able to be counted and create a legacy, future legacy for generations to come. We are going to address the problem of poverty in our communities and many other social ills, schools that are dilapidated, overcrowding in our schools. We are going to address the high level of unemployment in our community through this campaign. And we are very excited by the fact that big companies are coming on board. We have already started negotiations with other companies that are willing to heed our call.
All right, thanks for chatting to us, Mr. Shezi. We hope we can get you on in the future for more information with regards to this. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.